Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Surprise, surprise, surprise. We have an extra bonus mini this week because I love y'all so much. And you have all been so sweet and hopping into my DMs and asking me all about skiing with my family. We went on a vacation recently to Utah, in case you aren't privy to that. And I put it all over Instagram. It was so much fun. And you all had just so many cool questions about it. A lot of you are interested in trying skiing, but a little bit scared or anxious about it, but it seems fun. I get it. Anything that's new can always be a little bit scary. So of course, with all of your questions, I, of course, started to think about rainbows and how we can create those in our life by trying what new things, of course. So let's start from the beginning. Literally 5 years ago this year, I just got a little hair up my butt. Wait, is it hair up your butt? Wait, hold up. Is that the saying? That sounds weird. Let me Google it. Okay, y'all, it is. It's a wild hair up your butt. Or you can just say you got a wild hair if you want to leave the butt part out. But yeah, I had a little wild hair about wanting to go skiing with my family. Now, I had never gone skiing before, and my boys hadn't either. So 5 years ago, let's see, my oldest would have been 13. Oh my gosh, 13. That seems so long ago. And my youngest was 6. Is this a thing? Okay, my mind is blown right now. But yes, so 5 years ago, everyone was a lot younger, obviously, even me. Anyway, so I got a little wild hair that we should go skiing. I don't know what I saw or why. I think it's just one of those like God-appointed thoughts in your head sometimes, those universe thoughts where you're like, that sounds fun. That sounds adventurous. I would say maybe it had to do with the fact that we, as a family, had started to do more adventure vacations, which, side note to that, if you had gone back to me when I was a teenager and said, do you want to go on an adventure vacation? Honestly, I didn't think I was that small-minded, but I would have been like, what? No, I just want to lay on the beach with, a virgin daiquiri at the time, right? When you're a teenager and chill. But I guess I hadn't taken real wild adventure vacations quite yet. So fast forward back in my 40s, I suddenly am like adventure girl. I kept saying that when I turned 40, I became, it was my granola era. Thanks, Taylor Swift. And I just wanted to do all the wonderful things that are outdoorsy. And, you know, I took up running. I wanted to go hiking. And then my husband started making all of these amazing vacations where we went to Costa Rica and we went, I don't know why I was stuck on that word, but we went to Costa Rica. We went zip lining and whitewater rafting. And now, certainly, I can sit still on a beach if you want to put a margarita in my hand. But I do love an adventure. And now I look out at the ocean when I'm there and I'm like, all right, who wants to go parasailing? You know, all of this adventure. So yeah, I got a wild hair, as Bugs Bunny has said, and I wanted to go skiing with my family. I thought this would be a great thing for us to do. We love taking these vacations together. So my husband said, well, someone said to go up to North Carolina and see if we like it before, you know, we go out west. Let's see if this is something we like. So we went to North Carolina, stayed in this gorgeous house. I still remember it. That's a big part of skiing too, being cozy in a house and seeing the snow fall and being by the fire. I love the whole lifestyle. So right away, I was like, I love this. We took some lessons and we figured out, yeah, we like to ski. So we come back home from this just little 3-day jaunt away in North Carolina. And suddenly I find that a lot of my friends are ski families. I had no idea, right? Because skiing wasn't even on my radar. So I wasn't really paying attention to everyone going skiing. And a friend of mine had said, oh my gosh, if you really liked skiing in North Carolina, you need to go out west, girl, because that's where the snow is. And so right away, for the following year, we made a vacation to Park City, Utah. And I actually hadn't ever even been out west before. So it was magic. Oh, everything about it. Park City, I love you so much. You're always going to have my first little skiing heart, like a first boyfriend. And it was just so beautiful and so, so fun. And we took lessons again because, oh gosh, we still call it the Trail of Tears. The first day, we thought we would go up the mountain and ski down to our lessons because, you know, we had skied for 3 days in North Carolina the year before. Certainly, we could ski down a mountain and take some lessons. Not so much. Everyone, except for my husband, who had skied when he was younger, the rest of us never had, could not make it down this mountain. Not if you paid us $1 million. It really was the Trail of Tears. By the time we got to our lessons, and we all had an individual instructor, except for my husband, who finally got a break from babysitting my two sons and myself coming down the Trail of Tears. When we got to our lesson, you could see that the instructors were like, oh, wow, what just happened to everybody here? So we bumbled our way down this Park City, Utah mountain, as gorgeous as it was. It was so very difficult. But we get to our lessons, and everybody has lessons for like 3 hours. So we all go off. At the time, by the way, my youngest was a snowboarder only. So he was snowboarding. The rest of us were skiing. So my husband goes off, finally gets a break from the rest of us, honestly. Such a patient man. And we all go off, and we really learn how to ski. And I fall in love with it all over again, like I did in North Carolina. Like riding a bike, I finally remembered how, and I learned a lot more things that really helped me. I would say stopping, one of the most important things, learning how to stop on these really steep mountains, and then just gliding down and having the absolute best time. By the time the 3 hours were up and my husband came back to pick us all up, I know he was surprised, like, no way, no way. They can all ski now. And we could. So we had the most majestic, wonderful time in Park City. So the following year, you might be getting the gist here. We go once a year, which I have to say is difficult because I feel like every time we go for like 3 or 4 days skiing and then we throw in some snowmobiling, which I love, 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 love. But I always feel like I'm starting over a little. I feel like everyone else is getting better and I'm always not starting from the beginning, but still very much a beginner. Although this last time we went skiing, my husband said I was an advanced beginner, which I think is just so cute. And I think he said it because he loves me and I will take the compliment. But anyway, so we go once a year. I really feel like we need to go more often. In fact, I know we do. I'm such a consistency girl. Y'all know that. And the only way to get better at something is to be doing it all the time. So yeah, I need to go more often. But anyway, after we went to Park City the following year, we went to Colorado. And so many places to go in Colorado. We went to Telluride. And again, another magical, beautiful experience, the mountains of Colorado. Oh my goodness, you're so gorgeous. I was like, I want to move to Colorado. First, I wanted to move to Utah. Then I wanted to move to Colorado. Absolutely breathtaking. And Telluride, the mountain village, everything about it. It was so dreamy. So loved, loved, loved that. Even the ski lifts are gorgeous. It's like they're painted in gold. And they even have, you know, beautiful gondola lifts where they're heated. And anyway, absolutely breathtaking. Go to Colorado, go to Telluride. Last year, we went to Big Sky, Montana. Now, we keep picking the places that everyone's suggesting to us. And I have to say, thank you, everyone, for these wonderful suggestions, because they've all been amazing. So Montana. Oh, wow. Okay. First off, I feel like I'm geographically sound. I'm looking at my map right now and I see that Montana is at the tip top of North America, touching Canada. I'll tell you, when we went, I don't know why I thought Montana was more in the middle of the United States. I hate to admit that. I just want you to know I'm a normal person. Perfectly imperfect. So yeah, Montana is way up there. And it was gorgeous. You can see exactly why it's called Big Sky the minute you get there. Of course, it's right there by Yellowstone. And Yellowstone wasn't actually open yet. It was April. They were still getting a ton of snow. So it was one of the most magic skiing experiences I've ever had in my life because I just love cold weather. I love snow. I know it's probably because I don't live somewhere where there's a lot of snow, so I just want to see it. And I do feel for all of you who are like, could it be spring already? I'm sending you warm vibes. I am, and lots of sunshine. But Montana was just, wow, breathtaking. If I thought I loved Utah and Colorado, Montana, I said, oh my goodness, I think Montana, you might have my heart. And we went to snowmobiling as well, which I thought was just the most fun. The only other time I had gone snowmobiling, we didn't go when we were in Colorado, but we did go in Utah the first time. And that was the first time I ever snowmobiled. Now, of course, I've jet skied and we have ATVs that we love to run around our woods. So if you haven't ever been snowmobiling, it's like a hybrid of those two things. Of course, on snow. And it's a great way to see the countryside and the mountains and everything in between. And, you know, you don't have to go fast if you're a new adventurer. Just go. Just have fun. So from there, this year, we decided to go back to Utah. And the reason why we decided to go back to Utah is because we kept hearing about Deer Valley, the resort that everyone says is just so fun and beautiful. But caveat to that, they only let skiers. And so we had never tried it out before because, like I said, my youngest is a snowboarder. But he took up skiing when we were in Montana. So now he can do both. He's a little hybrid. And so we decided, let's check it out. Again, absolutely beautiful. It was so fun after 5 years to go back to where it truly all started in the Midwest for us. Utah is absolutely stunning. Park City is beautiful. Do I have a favorite? Y'all, I don't think I could pick a favorite. They each have their own beauty. Each mountain is absolutely gorgeous. But with that said, a big question that a lot of you had was, I want to try it, but am I more of a snow bunny or could I ski? My answer to you is yes, you can ski. I'm telling you, just like riding a bike. Now, should you have your partner teach you to ski? I can't express this enough. Absolutely, positively not. Not if you want to stay together. Now, my husband and I knew this. I adore him. We have wonderful times together on vacation, but teaching your partner to do something is not the best idea. And we knew that because sometimes you're just not as patient, right, with your partner, or your emotions are on high. You have no problem expressing them. But with a ski instructor, you're getting the most mellow, patient, chill person. Plus, you're also on your best behavior, not completely freaking out. At least you shouldn't be. And you can really learn that way. So, yes to the question, you can learn to ski at any age. Number two, don't let it frighten you. Just like riding a bike, you can do it. You can stay on the bunny hills. I do. I actually spend a lot of time on the bunny hills each time I start, and then I just go on to the greens. I did a tiny little section of a blue this year with an instructor, but that's because they didn't tell me. Will I ever get to black? You know, never say never, but I'm not really trying to do that. The goal here is to ski with a little bit more. I'm trying to think of the French word, but I can't. Hold up. Let me Google it. Okay. So I want to go a little more smoothly, or a l'endecour. Did I say it right, my beautiful French listeners? A l'endecour. I don't know if I said it right, but that's what I want to do. I want to go a little smoothly when I am on the slopes. I don't fall a ton, knock on wood. I really don't. That's not really the thing. I just ski a little too rigidly sometimes is the best way to describe it. And then other times I'm like, wee, all the way down the mountain. And my oldest always says, I heard you going, wee, which is so true. I think we all talk to ourselves when we're on the slopes. But yes, you can do it. And I tell you, totally get a instructor or an instructor when you get to wherever you're going, whatever you want to see, wherever you want to go, because it's important to learn correctly how to do it. And then you can just build on it from there and get better and better and better. Like I said, just like riding a bike. And then, of course, the whole lifestyle of skiing, my friends, it is so fun. You know, the outfits, if you're a fashion girly, and the hot cocoa by the fire, the spa, the hot tub, and the snow falling, the moments with your lover, your... Wait, was that too much? I know, get a room. and also time with your family. I have so much fun with my kids. They're hilarious. They always go flying by me. I can't seem to ever catch up to them, but it's still so cute to see them go running by me, or I should say skiing by me, and yelling, go mom, you're great, you're doing so good. It's so sweet to see the shoe on the other foot, I guess. You know, you're always cheering on your kids, and here they are better at something than I am, and just telling me that I'm, you know, encouraging me that to do better, go better, and have a really good time. So yes, go out west, my friends. If you've never been to Montana or Utah or Colorado, or even one of my absolute favorites, I don't know, can you ski in Arizona? Maybe you can ski in Arizona somewhere. I've only been to Arizona in the spring. That's another one of my absolute favorites. I'm looking, you know, at, of course, my calendar map right now and telling you all the places that I've been that I love. But yeah, it is absolutely gorgeous out west here in the United States. So even if skiing is not your thing, to go out to the national parks in the summer or enjoy any of the ski villages off season, they often have music festivals and you can enjoy them all that way. You can go hiking. Don't forget there are grizzly bears in Montana. I could not stop thinking about that. Like, I so wanted to see one. And then at the same time, I thought, but not too close, right? When we were snowmobiling, we were definitely in grizzly country. It was April, and they were telling us that they would be coming out of hibernation soon. And that was so thrilling to me. And it was also very interesting. I don't want to say scary, because I wouldn't have been up in that mountain if I had just gotten myself so scared. You know, you got to do the things that scare you in order to really feel life. And so that's why I'm telling you, go ski if that's what you want to try, or whatever it is this year that you've been thinking. You know, maybe you want to ride a motorcycle for the first time. Maybe you want to go ziplining in Costa Rica for the first time, whitewater rafting, parasailing, snorkeling. There's so many things to touch and feel and try. And if you can't get it off your heart, then you can't get it off your mind. And I know you might feel a little frightened to try, but there is no harm in trying something once just to see if you like it. And listen, you never have to do it again if you don't like it. But if you can't get it out of your head or your heart, it means you should try it. So adventure vacations, I'm super into them. I love them so much. I mentioned it on here before, you know, over Christmas, my family and I also went to Buenos Aires, Argentina. We had never been there before. It was amazing. And we did lots and lots of hiking to a glacier. And again, there's just so much beauty in the world and so much out there to see. And it's all just waiting for you, my friends. Vacations are not a reward, but really part of your journey, your life. You don't have to earn it. It actually helps you to grow. It helps you to see the world, see other cultures, see yourself through a different lens. Every time you go try something new, like skiing, or go somewhere new, even if it's the town over. There's always something new to explore. So, my friends, I'm so glad that we caught up on this little bonus mini. Not quite a mini, right? We're on 20 minutes now. Just chatting away. If you have any other questions, you want to take a vacation out Midwest, go ahead, slip into my DMs at Finding Rainbows the Podcast and let me know. And I'll give you all the information that I know. And don't be afraid to try the things, like I said, that are sitting on your head and your heart. They're there for a reason, my friends. They're not just hibernating. They want to come out and play. So this spring, this summer, make sure that you think to yourself, what is it that I've been wanting to try? And maybe, just maybe, or how about this? Stop staying in the maybe zone and go try it. Just show up for yourself and see what possibilities lie within you. Doesn't matter what age you are, my friends. Did you just see that 101-year-old woman? I'm forgetting her sweet name, but she just went skydiving. Don't be afraid to try anything at any age, my friends. You are an amazing, beautiful soul that wants to soar and fly. So go out there and fly, my friends. And remember, the rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love. Because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows. I'm acting brand new. You can tell that bad news. It can go in vamoose. I'ma be like, I true. I'm allergic to a bad mood. Hey, okay, let me ask you. If you got a smile on your face, raise your hands up. Hey, that's the mantra. So get up off your feet, go ahead, stand up. Okay, what's the plan, huh? Woke up every day like this. It's a brand new day.